rain. In Testimonies to Ministers, page 507, we're told this: many have, in a great measure, failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God has begun in human heart in giving His light and knowledge must be continually going forward. Every individual must realize his own necessity. The heart must be emptied of every defilement and cleansed for the indwelling of the Spirit. It was by the confession and forsaking of sin, by earnest prayer and consecration of themselves to God, that the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The same work, only in greater degree, must be done now. Then the human agent had only to ask for the blessing and wait for the Lord to perfect the work concerning him. It is God who began the work, and He will finish the work, making man complete in Jesus Christ. But there must be no neglect of the grace represented by the former rain. Only those who are living up to the light they have will receive greater light. Unless we are daily advancing in the exemplification of the active Christian virtues, we shall not recognize the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the latter rain. It may be falling on hearts all around us, but we shall not discern or receive it. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the deceptions that Adventists will fall into that parallels what the Jews did to Christ, not recognizing that He was the Messiah, though He was right in front of them. And here we see a statement that the latter rain will be falling all around us, but some won't see it. Well, this takes place before the purification of the church, because at the Sunday law test, the wheat and the tares are separated, and the latter rain is going to be poured out without measure. Here, prior to the Sunday law test, we see a sprinkling of the latter rain illustrated. We see those that haven't received the former rain into their experience, those that have been preparing for the mark of the beast, those that are going to continue to be among the foolish virgins, those that are going to be the Laodiceans that are spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. The latter rain will be beginning to be poured out around them, and they won't even recognize it. Brothers and sisters, we must not be among those people. Review and Herald, March 22, 1892. The third angel's message is swelling into a loud cry, and you must not feel at liberty to neglect the present duty and still entertain the idea that at some future time you will be the recipients of great blessings, when without any effort on your part a wonderful revival will take place. Today you are to give yourselves to God, that He may make you vessels unto honor and meet for His service. Today you are to give yourself to God.